Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, temperatures are mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A pleasant day to be outdoors. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler with a gentle breeze. Eilat remains sunny and warm. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says Hezbollah violations are disintegrating the ceasefire, as northern mayors slam it as fake. This comes from Ynet, reported 2 hours ago. Also, the IDF tells residents of southern Lebanon, we remain in our positions. Beirut awaits Trump's response. This was reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, in central Gaza, the IAF has eliminated a Hamas cell. Among those killed was Hazem Rami Ali Eidi, who infiltrated Israel on October 7, 2023. Source, JNS, from 5 hours ago. Separately, is the UN Secretary General anti-Semitic? A new study claims Antonio Guterres shows consistent bias against Israel, according to Israel Hayom, reported just 19 minutes ago. And finally, reports suggest Mossad's plan to topple the Iranian regime was halted. This story is from Israel Radar, posted 19 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, said just 12 minutes ago that Iranian Foreign Minister Arajti told Oman Sultan the U.S. military presence causes insecurity in the region. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, posted 15 minutes ago that Iran's foreign minister has been given approval to engage in discussions with the U.S., according to Saudi Al Arabiya, citing Pakistani sources. Israel Radar reports that a plan by Israel to initiate protests in Iran was stopped by a decision from Trump. This news was cleared for publication just 19 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing tensions in the north. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has accused Hezbollah of undermining the ceasefire. This follows continued strikes across the Lebanese border. The IDF has been active in southern Lebanon, reinforcing its positions. According to Ynet, local mayors criticize the ceasefire as ineffective, impacting civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the situation in Gaza, an Israeli Air Force strike targeted a Hamas cell in central Gaza earlier today. Among the deceased was a key figure involved in the October 7th infiltration. JNS reports this action seeks to deter further incursions, but raises ongoing concerns about escalation in the region. Meanwhile, a study highlighted by Israel Hayom suggests UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has shown bias against Israel. The study cites numerous statements as evidence. This comes as diplomatic tensions continue, influencing Israel's position within international forums. On the economic front, first, in real estate news, Globes reports on recent apartment sales and rentals across Israel, including in Jerusalem and Kiryat Gat. The market shows varied activity, reflecting localized demand shifts. Separately, Intel's recent rally is seen as more relief than revival. According to CTEC, strong earnings and AI optimism have boosted shares, but underlying challenges persist. And finally, there's upheaval at Zim. 4 days after CEO Eli Glickman's resignation, CFO Xavier Destriero has also stepped down. Israel Hayom Business reports, this follows a contentious company sale move. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.